Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends, Music Record Shop. Check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. This Friday, they got new records coming out from... they'll have new records in store from Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sum 41, Black Crowes, Nirvana's Greatest Hits, Rush, Coldplay, Avicii, all kinds of Father John, Misty, all kinds of stuff. So if you like any of that, come on down, pick up some new vinyl, 10% off any purchase, and during Friday, during the all-new Music Happy Hour. Saturday, come out December 5th, Alex Stewart and Friends, in-store performance presented by Four Hands Brewery and Gramophone. And then on also Sunday, December 6th, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Boredom Leads to the Bottle EP Listening Party, 2 to 5, free. So come out, hang out, listen to some new music all weekend. Find them online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
What's up? I'm Pete with Diamondback Kings, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
I agree with him.
We are also Diamondback Kings.
I am also in the band.
Thank you.
That's Teddy.
That's it. We're good with that.
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane and his guests. You will listen to what he says. Shane will drive to your house and bring you brownies and talk for
tell me why.
It's nothing but a podcast.
Tell me why.
We're making this for you.
Tell me why.
All you gotta do is download Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Shadows is an open door, but I'm not quite sure what I'm living for. I've been offered fortune and fame, well, I played out on a silver plate, but I take what I need and I don't need more. I'm still not sure what I'm living for. Yeah, dear God, God, make me understand. Dear God, I'm waiting for you. Dear God, help me make it through. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Washington, Missouri, hanging out with the guys of Diamondback Kings. Welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going?
Hello.
I guess we'll go ahead and introduce everybody so everybody knows your voices at home.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm Teddy.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy.
What's your problem?
My problem? I don't have any problem. I got 99 problems, and you're one of them. Well, I'm the bass player in the band, and I'm just gonna say it. I'm the most important one.
Clearly, that's the situation.
Yeah. All right, get out.
Okay, I'm Pete. I'm lead vocals and rhythm guitar, not shredding guitar.
I'm Sam. I'm the brother of Teddy. I'm the older brother of Teddy. And
more dominant brother of Teddy.
And he mentioned earlier that he's the most important one of the band. I don't really know about that because I think I'm the most important one of the band. But yeah, I play the drums really hard and really loud, and I break a lot of sticks and a lot of cymbals and a lot of things around me.
True that.
All right, I'll pass it on to the next person.
Hello, I'm hearts. Felix. I am lead guitar, and also, like Peter said, I shred guitar.
Amen.
That's pretty much about me. I just like shredding guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys jammed out a few tunes for me. I'll be putting those throughout the show. And so, yeah, thanks for playing, guys. It sounded really good. Hopefully recording's up. Reflect that.
Thank you for having us. This is our first rock and roll interview. Well, mine, I don't know about that.
I've never had a rock and roll interview.
None of us have.
First one.
Yeah.
Rock and roll milestone. High five. This,
guys. Yeah. Good job. We're popular.
Yeah, this is very exciting. I'm you know, glad to get to hang with you guys. I help introduce you guys to the world. I saw you guys, a month or two ago, whatever it was.
The 24th show.
Yeah, something.
October 24th.
Down at Pops, yeah. We were in the
Road to Point Fest.
And I stuck around, and you guys closed out the night, and blew my mind, man. I was like, you know, these young guys up here throwing down, and it was really exciting to see. It was just fun, man. It was good music. And then listening to you guys play today, there's a lot of like bluesy kind of riffs in there and stuff, man.
We throw it all in.
Yeah.
Every little aspect of genres of music.
I like to tell everybody that we've got a song for everybody. Your music sounds a little heavy. It's like, well, just wait till you hear the next song.
Sure.
For everyone, I promise.
It's like Missouri's weather.
That'd be a great way to describe Diamondback Kings. Missouri's weather.
Just wait 10 minutes.
Really dark, and then it gets bright, and then it just gets dark and cold.
Yeah, that's great, though. I mean, that's some of my favorite bands, you know, like the fact that you guys don't really have a particular genre, you know. You guys can you can blend a lot of different styles and genre, like I said. So it's I think that, I don't know, some people would argue like that you guys, you know, some, you know, people like record labels and stuff will think like that a band needs to be one particular sound kind of thing to, you know, but it's like, I don't know, I just feel like
your favorite quote is, doesn't have to be good as long as it rocks.
Doesn't matter if it's good. It only matters if it rocks. Yeah. It's a quote by Jack Black. Right. Tenacious D song. It's so true. I live by it every day of my life.
Yeah. I was telling Pete, I think before you guys got here, we were jamming to some Tenacious D. And that I was telling Pete that I actually got to meet those guys at Vintage Vinyl.
No way.
Got my Rise of the Phoenix vinyl signed by Jack and Kyle. So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so badass. Yeah. I would love to meet them. What is Jack Black like in real life?
I mean, they were, you know, it was pretty quiet. It was just a signing, so like they weren't really like hanging too much. Like, you know, it was kind of like, and the people around him were like moving the line along pretty quick. So I got to say hey, and that was cool. And shake his hand. That was about it, you know.
Closer
so.
Than any of us have ever been to.
But yeah, like it, I'm a huge D fan myself, and I've got the HBO series box set that did. And,
yeah. I haven't seen that. I've seen. Seen and heard pretty much everything else before, but I haven't seen those.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's the only problem, like, I would say, like, I mean, I love it all, but if you watch, like, the HBO series, and then you, like, watch, like, The Pick of Destiny, and then you listen to Rise of the Phoenix and stuff, or the debut album, and then Pick of Destiny, I think, there's a lot of recycling kind of happens, yeah. Like, From the TV series, a lot of those songs are on the album.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, some of the stuff gets kind of reused in Pick of Destiny, and then they talk about Pick of Destiny. And so it's all, I mean, I guess it's part of their story. You know, it's all the whole story of Tenacious D, but it's the only thing is, like, so you've probably heard a lot of the stuff that was used in the TV series, yeah. Being that it was on the first album, so...
Yeah. Just like Red Hot Chili Peppers in California.
They recycle so much stuff.
Yeah, well, they, the series was great. I was actually, so a little bit ago I was invited by Sky Weren't White to do their record mm-hmm. release party they did up there. Blondie's in St. Clair, and there's a, they asked me to, you know, host the party and stuff. There was a real funny bit in the Tenacious D series where they're, Paul F. Tompkins is like host of this open mic night, and that's where Tenacious D shows up to play the open mic, and he's like, all right, the next band asked me to read this. Black Sabbath, Molly Hatchet, and Lynyrd Skynyrd couldn't be here tonight, but they all had sex, and this is their two-headed baby, Tenacious D. And like all these things like that, and I told Gabe I was going to do a bunch of those during the hosting, but
that's fantastic. Yeah. I love how our band interview turned into just talking about Tenacious. Oh, well, that's great that we have a shared passion for the D.
Yeah.
We all love the D.
Yeah.
Can't get enough D.
I like the old D, though. I like this new D. Give me the old D.
I don't know. I like all D.
All shapes and sizes. Anyways.
So, why Diamondback Kings? Where did that band name come from?
I just thought of it one day.
Yeah.
Shot it, and then it was turned down. Then we all thought of it. It was when Peter wasn't in the band yet. This is before all the shenanigans we do now. But I thought of Diamondback Kings just randomly, and then I shot it. Like I said, they turned it down, and then we all got together and named ourselves.
We were
Fresh Out. That's whenever our buddy Alex Heitridge was in the band with us.
Yeah.
And
we bounced around with names for such a long time, and like the more we stuck with Diamondback Kings,
we had a different drummer for a bit, Chris Gordon.
We jumped around with a lot of stuff, but we finally found a good.
But if you think of it, we only did all of that under a year to get a finalized band, and then we've been a playing band for 7 months now, so we're a pretty young band.
Music that we're playing now has only been played for 7 months.
It's pretty nuts because we're getting all this recognition. We're all like, damn, like we're blown up.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little crazy. Overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, for real.
But that's the challenge you gotta take to become a rock star, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so and you guys are 18 to 20, is that right?
I'm 17. 17?
17, 20, 20, 20.
Yeah. Teddy's the older. Teddy's the youngest.
By far.
Mario. I'm Felix is the second youngest. And then Peter is the second oldest, and I am the band elder.
Grandpa.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Peter's tallest. So.
I think that's, you know, that has obviously has an effect. I mean, you know, when you see young guys like yourself that are, you know, establishing themselves, or, you know, early on, mm-hmm. you know, and making a presence felt in our scene, you know, and like, and you're like, wow, these guys are this good at 20 years old, like, you know, that's what got my attention. Like, I'm seeing you guys, I could, and it was just like, but you actually sound,
as good as you do for, like I said, only playing 7 months, it's you know, makes you, gets you excited to wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, so. Our music's definitely going to go a lot, going to get a lot better.
Yeah, sure.
We're young, we have a lot to grow, and
yeah,
show people what we have.
Yeah,
we've grown a lot. Like, all of our songs have changed.
Yeah,
like dramatic amounts.
Drastically.
Dramatic amounts. There's a video on Facebook of us playing out, and it was just so bare bones. Like, there was nothing cool.
And then now we play, it's just like
Short O, and Short was just two riffs played over and over again twice. So.
Do you guys write a lot together, or like does Pete bring lyrics to the band, or how?
Basically, most of the lyrics come from me. Some of the lyrics came from old songs, like Out, our closing song that we put on.
That song is 5 years old.
Yeah,
and
that song's been written for a long time ago.
That just hasn't been a song.
Yeah. Felix usually just comes up with riffs and like. At each practice, he's like,
"Hey guys, check this out." Yeah.
And then I come in with my phone and I write down the lyrics on my phone.
Teddy's like, a badass bass.
How many songs have we written like right before a show? Like,
we played a show up in Wright City, and what was it? November 14th, we played up at Mikey's Poorhouse, and the weekend before, we wrote 2 songs that Saturday and performed them the next Saturday.
Flawless.
They're pretty good.
We played a Nirvana set at our last
tribute show.
We were gonna get this tribute show where we were gonna, or a few other bands were gonna tribute their favorite bands, and we were gonna do Nirvana, but Peter got sick and we didn't get our practice times in, and so we had to cancel it, but we got that next show, like, the day after we decided to cancel it, so it was like a rebound. And we decided to play a few of our Nirvana songs, and just ended up absolutely butchering In Bloom. It wasn't that bad.
Anybody who recognized the song could have known, which is the problem, everybody
It was
knows
no
the song.
Big deal, but it was just, like, it was pretty... Pretty humbling. Like, oh, we really can mess up sometimes.
Oh, well. Like we said earlier,
we meant
young.
To do that. We meant
sure.
In the spirit of
everything
Nirvana,
else,
all
of our
Nirvana songs sounded fantastic.
Well, I'm sure we played it a lot more sober and a lot better than they do on stage.
But all our Nirvana songs sounded amazing. Except for a fluke at the end.
Yeah.
A fluke?
All power
Our flute player couldn't show up.
That's all we needed.
That flute player just rounds
the sound out.
All in favor of replacing Teddy with a flute player?
Aye.
Alright, it's official.
You mean nay?
Yeah, nay.
Alright.
There was a... You guys ever watch Anchorman?
Yeah.
He's got the Jaws flute.
Jaws
flute.
Laying down.
Is flute that a truck? Fucking
flute.
I'm really not that paired. How many times can we mention Tenacious D?
Oh, my God.
Probably, for those of age, be a good drinking game. So anytime we say Tenacious D, take a drink and see what happens.
Well, we're definitely not
drinking.
So hopefully you guys start drinking a lot.
Any of the listeners that are of age, we don't approve of underage drinking. So don't even think about it.
The devil's liquor.
These guys got a couple big shows coming up. They are playing... Andrew's Dirty 30 at Pops on December 5th. And that's a stacked lineup, man.
We're excited about that one.
I know it's not a competition, but I'm so nervous to play that show because they're also great.
And it's weird that it's not a competition. I'm so used to competitions. Like,
well, the first two shows we played were battles.
Yeah,
so.
And like most of our musical career in high school was
all competition.
Stuff, competitions.
Right.
It's weird to just play a show for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nicer because you just get to sit back and relax with the other bands.
For Rizzles.
I was trying to pull up here. There it is. I should have this already ready. All right, yeah. So they got, I was trying to make sure I remembered everybody's names because there's a lot of bands there on that lineup. Is Conquer As They Come, Advocating Adam, Skyburnt White, The Faded Truth, Midnight Hour, Odom, and Diamondback Kings.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can't wait for Conquer As They Come because I know Justin and Andrew personally because my brother is good friends with them. They're pretty awesome guys. Can't wait to play with them.
Yeah, they're actually one I don't know. And I don't know The Faded Truth yet.
I don't know either.
Skyburnt White, good friends. Been on the show twice. Midnight Hour has been on the show. Odom's been on the show just a couple weeks ago, and I'm recording with Advocating Adam here in December. So I'm awesome. Excited to get to know those guys a little better. But yeah, I'm trying to do my part to get around town and
record. It seems like you're getting it down.
You're helping us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. This is exciting. I enjoy meeting artists around town, musicians, comedians, and such. And we
love talking about our band.
Yeah,
anytime you guys want to talk about our band, we'll do it.
And Tenacious D.
Like Jack Black, Dave Grohl, or Death Rock.
Dave Grohl. Don't even get me started on Dave Grohl.
Me and Sam, he's our hero. We've modeled our lives after Dave Grohl.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
My hero is Justin Timberlake.
Get out.
He's such a great guitar player.
Yeah.
Nobody else could have played that solo in Stairway to Heaven.
I think it was in Rush.
Yeah, they played Stairway to Heaven.
What are some, we talked about Dave, but what are some influences for you guys?
You need to go around the circle with this one. Yeah. It comes from
all over the place.
Mine, definitely Geddy Lee from Rush. He's a huge inspiration, my bass playing. Him and, I pull a lot of stuff from, like, Mike Dearnt, I think is how you say his name, from Green Day, the bass player from Green Day. Yeah. He does some cool stuff that I incorporate. And Flea from the Chili Peppers.
All of us kind of have, we have a Chili Peppers kind of sound. Okay. Yeah. Some of our songs.
You ever check out Logos?
No.
They're locally, but they're a power trio and a lot of Rush influence. So if you like Rush, I would recommend checking out Logos. And I believe they are playing December 11th, I think, at Cicero's. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, if you're free, keep an eye on that show. It's they haven't played in a while, so they've been on the show. We talked, but they kind of been a little hiatus, this will be one of their first shows back. So, should be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. You guys ever listen to like Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights? You ever heard of him?
No.
I think you guys would dig that kind of stuff. He's out of Texas. I don't remember exactly how he started getting a lot of play on Keishi, and then he like went on tour with ZZ Top for a while and stuff. And I saw him one night at the Mad Magician when that was still there, and it was just incredible, man. He's a seriously talented guy and a great band backing him. But it's a lot of like kind of bluesy stuff, especially there's a was it Shore or something about a pitcher?
Trying to take a picture.
Yeah.
Is that Shore?
Yeah.
That's a there's a line because he's got a song about a pitcher, and especially that line, and really that's what clicked everything. And something to look up whenever you guys get some free time, check out some of his stuff. But I think you guys could dig it.
Yeah.
What about you, Peter? Who's your biggest influence?
My favorite band's Coldplay, but my two favorite lyricists are Chris Martin and Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
And And then for more like if I go into like my actual bands that I like and listen to, like I was raised on Led Zeppelin and Rush and the Eagles and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and all them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I love
it. There's a lot of classic rock that I was grown up with.
For sure.
My brother's actually the one that got me into all that.
Yeah.
David Grohl, obviously.
Well, I started out listening to like classic rock and stuff, and like when I got my first guitar, I started learning Santana and Beatles songs and stuff, and so I got a real good foundation of classic rock. And over the years, I started listening to more modern music, like Tenacious D. As soon as I heard the first song from Rise of the Phoenix, and I heard the drums in that song, I'm like, holy shit, how does anybody do this? Right. And looked in the booklet, and I like saw Dave Grohl was the drummer. I'm like, that's neat, I've heard his name before. And sparked like just a crazy fucking love for his music and just everything that he fucking does. Dave Grohl is my favorite, like absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Like we went up on stage at our last show and Coco from Pops said to everybody, he's like talking about how I play like Dave Grohl and sound like Dave Grohl. He just gave me an awesome shout out. I was like, holy shit, nobody's told me that before besides my bandmates.
And we tried not to tell them.
We don't want to encourage.
I love it. Like, I do get a really big head. Like, I have been practicing for a long time to get people to tell me that.
One of my friends, his name is also Shane. He was talking to me about Sam, my brother, and he's just like, yeah, I'd say that your brother pretty much is Dave Grohl. Like, he drums like him. He kind of even looks like him a little bit. Like, the way he talks, he just kind of reminds me so much of young Dave Grohl when he was in Nirvana.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, there you go, Sam. You're doing a good job.
About you, Felix? Felix.
My background in music is not even close. Really. I was raised up with metal, like deathcore metal, all the way down to like Upon a Burning Body, Attila, Chelsea Grin, Buenos Aires, who else? El Nino. I like metal. Yeah. Metal is my thing, and just whenever I picked up the guitar, whenever I turned, I'd say like my freshman year, my style just got bluesy for some reason. I didn't want to do metal. I still listen to metal like all the time. And then I honestly did not get good at guitar until the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
I didn't really start prospering and showing my true skills till the beginning of this year. Just practicing every day, just not necessarily practicing scales, just practicing what people would like. Because I love metal. Like, I would love to do metal, but that's not what the music business wants.
Yeah.
I love playing music and cheering and seeing people sing our songs like they did at our last show.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. I love that feeling. And what people want, I will give what they want.
Yeah. Well, I think there's always room for all of it, though. Like, I talked to a guy recently, and you know, and we were talking about his band, and I was trying to figure out where I saw him from. You know, I recognized his face, and he's like, oh, well, I got this rock band, I got this country band, I got my solo project. You know, it's like, so, I mean, there's room for all of it. You know, if you could always have a metal project.
I would love to in the future, but
yeah.
I'm not that good to jump into the...
Who is it?
Probably. I'm not amazing. I can't do crazy amounts of solos like any other metal guitarist.
Yeah.
Like that, they are amazing. They have they have talent to do crazy runs and stuff like that.
Me and Peter had our own side project for a while at the Landing in Washington. They had us play songs. That's where we developed version of Shore that you guys have heard or will hear or wherever it's plopped in. But yeah, we have our
rock version that we play at our concerts and stuff, and so then we got our like laid back, clean version.
Yeah, and the metal, I kind of sneak it in. And these guys end up liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. You give it a taste.
I just like
a little bit of harmonics.
Just yeah. Harmonics here. That's where we get like the jazz, hard rock style.
It's a blend. Yeah. It's an all blend.
Right. Yeah. I love metal guitar and instrumentals and stuff. It's the vocals that are when the screaming.
Yeah, yeah, hard. I don't think I've ever heard.
Kind of get used to that. You just gotta have that passion. You just kind of you're a metal guy or you're not a metal guy.
But like, Killswitch Engage. Like, you know, when they can, you know, there's parts where he sings clean and then there's screaming and stuff. Yeah. So I like. So I like
Escape the Fader, like Bust the Fog.
Yeah.
Or even Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl does a lot of screaming too.
That's
screaming
more
is just
yelling.
Fantastic.
That's more yelling.
It's
hitting
ass. It's screaming.
let's not get carried away.
I thought that it was cool that when you, on the live recordings we did, you were playing guitar and in this band you play drums, but. I thought that was fun. Like, it's kind of like, it's cool to see the guys that are, you know, multiple instruments and stuff. And like, even like I was thinking, stuff like Soli from Godsmack. Like he's like better than their actual drummer. Godsmack. Like he gets back there. I've seen a live video where they do like a drum off kind of thing. Like he has two kits out, and then Soli will go back on the drums with I don't remember the drummer's name, but. but anyway, it's just like this stuff like that is really cool. But
what's cool about us is we've always said if we needed, he can sing too.
Yeah.
If we wanted to,
see who you're pointing to. Yeah.
Well, Sam
was pointing at Sam.
Well, we were talking about you because you were able to play guitar. So yeah, Sam can sing too. So if we wanted to put him as a front man for a song or whatever, yeah,
sure.
And then, put me on bass and Felix on drums and have him play guitar too, we could.
Yeah.
Like all of us can do.
Or
most of everything.
Or Teddy on drums and just
switch
the
Teddy can play drums too.
Yeah. We can switch around if we want to.
Yeah. That's what you guys should do in the live show, just start, you know,
with the
musical instruments, just go back.
Me and him switch for a show.
For Nirvana, they switch.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
awesome guitar switch.
That's awesome. Yeah, that would be funny to watch, like, everybody takes turns, like, rotating right around the stage.
Yeah. Like musical chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call it musical instruments.
Just have musical fillers.
Yeah.
That's rock.
Yeah.
What, let's go ahead and throw this one out there too before we forget about it. But you guys are also playing December 14th at Cicero's.
Yeah, December 20th.
Or 20th. Oh man, yeah. I was trying to make sure they got the date, and I took a shot in the dark.
That one's with Nothing Set in Stone and Alternate Outcome.
Okay,
those are the only two bands I know that have confirmed.
All right,
but I haven't heard any of their stuff either.
Nothing Set in Stone's been on the show. And I don't know what's going on there. I think I might be having another different frontman, vocalist. So I don't know if that's where they're at in that, but I'm guessing they'll have a new singer for that show.
So I'd say you see a lot of bands that go back and forth with members. Like, I see that a lot in the local scene.
Yeah.
I mean, the little bit of the local scene that I've seen, but
just the two shows that we've seen.
Just see, like, people trading off musicians, like, one band's bass player will be in a different band the next show, or drummer or something.
I mean, there's I don't know. So, like, I've been pretty heavily involved in our local scene for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Like I a bunch of my buddies, I went to school with some guys that are still playing around, and like Hollow Point Heroes. And
I saw them last year. They're so awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
Hollow Point Heroes, good.
And Exit 714. They haven't played a show in a while, but they're a great band. A bunch of real talented guys. But anyway, I went to school with these guys, and that was a lot of the introduction for me to the scene, because I'd go to shows and support them, and then I started meeting all the rest of the bands and everything else. So, you know, but I've been, so maybe, you know, 8-9 years or something, I've been pretty heavily following a bunch of music around. And
awesome.
We kind of got into the scene with the Naked Strangers. If you've ever heard of the Naked Strangers, no, a local band.
I don't believe so.
I don't think they're around anymore, but they're like a punk kind of band. Okay. But, they live in Washington with us, and we were friends with some of their members, and we went to their shows and stuff and started meeting some people.
Amazing musicians.
Yeah,
as well.
Really good musicians.
Mm-hmm. But, so I kind of take it to heart sometimes. Like, I get attached to a particular lineup, you know, and then and then when somebody's gone, it's like, it kind of hurts, you know, it's like, so, you know. But in the same sense, like, somebody, I think it was, Exit, I was talking to those guys, and they've gone through their fair changes throughout the years and stuff. Various members have, you know, didn't work out for guys, and they move on to the next project and things. And, you know, it's no hard feelings, just it's not always meant for everybody, you know, like between, especially as you guys will get older, you know, the girlfriends and kids and everything else start getting involved in that kind of stuff. So
I don't think we can afford losing somebody in the run.
Right.
Yeah,
we all put in the same amount.
Sure.
We know none of us are going to get girlfriends anytime.
Yeah, because Teddy's gay.
I am not. Teddy's not gay.
I am not gay.
Teddy's the only one in a relationship.
Yeah. Take that back. I take back my
What's his name?
You're a bird.
Cock gobbler. That's who you are. I was gonna say something to you guys. But, tomfoolery.
They told me one time something. You know, they kind of referred to it like as in basketball. Like how, you know, you'll see members of basketball teams, you know, get traded and things. People come and go.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to find that, you know, starting five. You know, and hopefully this is it for you guys. You know.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's what I was gonna say. Like bands too. Like so many bands, like, you read about their history, and they're going back and forth with members, and they find, like, Rush, didn't have Neil Peart as their drummer for a long time, or, like, one album or something.
Sure.
Then Neil Peart got behind the kid, and they just skyrocketed, and Nirvana, they had a drummer before Dave Grohl.
Even the Beatles, man. Look at, I wonder what, you know.
Pete
I always think, well, Pete Best would, you know.
Like, he was not the best. Well, I missed a really good chance.
Yeah. I always laughed at me as like, this is totally different. But, you know, you think about all these guys that kind of missed out on that opportunity, that, you know, that thing. Like, and like American Idol, the first season they had a co-host, Brian Dunkelman, and he left the show because he didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And that became one of the great, you know, biggest successful shows ever, you know. And it's like, and look at Seacrest is like, you know, swimming in money and stuff. Now it's like, it's just, it's funny that these guys, like, you know, totally missed that boat. You know, it could have been him. But
it was a funny Family Guy episode where they travel back in time. Stewie and Brian travel back to the first episode, and they're like, listen to Meg's voice, because like they had a different person for Meg's voice. And Ryan's like, sounds like somebody that missed a really good opportunity. It's like they just roasted that chick right on the show. It's so funny.
Yeah, have you guys watched Ted 2?
We
haven't watched two yet, but number one is great. I'm a big fan of Seth MacFarlane.
I love him. He's my favorite comedian ever. It's just hilarious.
I was watching some Family Guy the other night, and I haven't watched that. Been watching a long time, but it was cracking me up. There was something, I don't know, they went to like a restaurant, and Peter gets like a toothpick from.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, that's gonna be his thing now, is having this toothpick, and so he's just sitting there chewing on his toothpick the whole show.
I'm
like,
a toothpick guy now.
Yeah. And then there was something like he tries to like flip it up, and it like does a couple flips, and it goes down his throat.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, choking on his.
I thought he was gonna die, but they just ended up going back to the restaurant trying to get another.
I think everybody knows a Peter Griffin.
Yeah. One of my favorite Peter Griffin moments. So he's like scratching his chin, and he's like, "How'd these get up here?" You know. That was
his chin
looks
like balls. Yeah. It does. Most people know that.
That's why it's funny.
So what? Where are we at with recording wise? We looking to.
That's the thing. That
so
is
far basically,
not
I think we've made the decision to kind of take a break from playing shows in the beginning of next year. So basically, what I'm doing is setting up a studio at home. And we're going to try and start doing our own in-house stuff just because we don't have the funds.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we're pretty poor as a local.
We're pretty poor.
We're like, probably one of the poorest out of the local scene.
It's probably just as expensive to buy all that shit as it is to go to somebody.
I don't know. I mean, I think if you got if you guys get a fairly decent recording here at the house, or,
yeah,
you know, like, and just get something to start, like a little home demo EP,
right,
or whatever, and, you know, at least give you something to.
We just want something to send to people. Like,
right, yeah.
If we were to go to Columbia to play a show, just say, hey, are
sure
you interested in us, and send them a demo CD with that so they can hear us.
We gotta start, in the meantime, we should start sending, giving people our live CD from our first pop show. I mean, we've been doing that,
yeah,
but that was a perfectly good demo. Aside from a little
it's true.
Tuning flukes and
stuff. Yeah, but at the same time, you know how Diamondback Kings are. We always change up the song. And change up our set.
But that's like kind of what a demo is.
Yeah,
it's like you change it a little.
Yeah, so they'll hear the demo and then get more awesomeness when they hear us live.
Yeah, I mean,
if you can. If you can outplay your recordings, then that's even better.
Yeah,
so.
What we're trying to do is take that time off to save up money to get a good like merch table together and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly get a sponsor, you know, here and there. And then have a CD release sometime around April, May.
Yeah.
Hopefully have
our first album's going to be a hard hitter.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to hear. So
should be next year sometime.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So if anybody wants to donate a lot of money to get these guys into a recording studio,
that would be great.
If you're literally $10,000 or $5,
or just like
$500.
Just
come to our shows.
And give us money.
Yeah, if you're just sitting at home with a stack of cash wondering what to do with it, Diamondback Kings has an offer for you guys.
Yeah, some guy is going to be sitting on his couch. Hey, I have a lot of cash. I don't have nothing to do. I would have supported.
Yeah.
I hate music, but I love Risk.
Right. What have you guys considered? It seems like it's the kind of the go-to way now a lot with the pledge music or Kickstarter, Indiegogo, crowdfunding option. Have you guys considered that?
Like,
we haven't done anything like that, and I haven't really thought about something like that.
I thought about it, but I didn't think.
My dad mentioned it to me one time, but yeah, we've never really thought about doing that. We probably could. I mean,
sure.
Let's get like a Walmart card and then set up an account for that.
Yeah, whatever.
I think it's like, even, you know, some people are going to say it's like a charity thing or handouts or whatever, and it's not even that. Like, I mean, even band,
it's
more of an investment. Yeah, you look at even I backed The Urge. The Urge has been, you know, signed major label deals. They've been together for 20 something years now. But they just did a pledge music campaign and for their latest record, and you know, it's a good opportunity, I think, for the fans to get involved. I mean, it's stuff that they probably would buy anyway, you know. It's like you can pre-order a CD, which they were going to get, and they, you know, or a shirt and that kind of stuff. And it kind of allows you guys to get the money when you need it to get out there to record it. And then, you know, and then it gives you nice perks that, you know, they can, so once you get the product, then you can just give it mm-hmm. to them. So, I don't know. I think it's a, I don't know if it's for the right way for everybody, but I think it is a nice tool that we have accessible now. Like
yeah.
this, like I said, I've seen a lot of, even like guys like Shaman's Harvest, they did one. And so a lot of people are going this route just to kind of help get the funding to get in there, knock the record out and stuff like that. Especially if you guys have the material to go in and
yeah.
just cut it and just need the...
We need the equipment.
Yeah, so...
yeah.
I don't know. Something to think about. But, yeah.
We would love to help.
Biggest freaking problem is recording those drums because they're so loud and no regular microphone can record them. Mm-hmm. They just
yeah.
sound like poop.
You do need a certain size interface and a certain amount of mics.
Yeah. Excuse me. Well... So we got December 5th at Pops, and we have December 20th at Cicero's.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully those will bring in some money, and we'll get us one step closer to the edge.
Or hopefully, yeah. or even at our shows, yeah. just come up to us and
yeah.
just say hi, and
yeah.
we'll make you laugh, or we'll try to at least.
We also
right.
got all the social media where you can follow us,
yeah.
and
yeah.
And
we do
like us and stuff like that. We also do tickets from ourselves, so if people
yeah.
want to buy tickets, got to come through us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So you guys have tickets for the 5th?
Yeah, we got tickets for everything.
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah. Find these guys on
Facebook,
your social
Instagram,
media. And, yeah.
Diamondback Kings, Twitter. Three words.
Yep, Diamondback Kings.
And so, yeah, we'll play up. So what we got... Shore, Dear God.
Mm-hmm. We got Dear God, Shore, and Owen. So Owen's tribute.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
what
we
never
got to explain why Owen's song
yeah,
is Owen's song.
Yeah.
It is originally called Owen's song, but the song is called It's Such a Beautiful Day.
Yeah, we usually just call it Owen's song.
We call it Owen's song because the reason for Owen is back in the beginning of this year, I lived with three of high school friends I lived with, and we took in a person named Owen Lamb, and he's popular, everybody knows who he is, a great guy, and so on, living with him for 3 months, he decided to go on a longboard and go down a hill, and
without a helmet,
without
or
a helmet, wear helmets, please, fell down, smashed his head on the ground, skid, bub. I'd say like 10 feet of skidding on the ground, and was in the hospital a week later, or 3 days later, me and Peter and Sam wrote Owen's song, the song that you're gonna hear, and it just means a lot. Without Owen, we wouldn't be a band.
Yeah.
Diamondback Kings wouldn't have prospered and have so much motivation to think of great music, and I'm glad I have these guys too, because
mm-hmm.
without them either we wouldn't have the music that we have
today. Sure.
And Owen means a lot to us. Rest in peace, Owen.
Yeah.
We love you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, man, that's crazy stuff.
Sorry. It's weird that he passed away 3 days later, too, after
yeah.
the song
yeah.
was made.
I
wow.
almost thought he'd be able to hear it.
Yeah.
But
I was hoping he was going to come back home and
hmm.
just hear it.
Sorry to hear that, guys.
It's all right. We got awesome music for
yeah.
him.
yeah.
He's up there hanging out with Kurt Cobain and Hendrix and all those people from bands that are dead.
Soon enough, Betty White.
Dave Grohl's ancestors.
Yeah. 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 Dave Grohl. So how did it feel to conceive Dave Grohl?
And Jesus.
and Jesus.
I'm sure he's good at guitar.
yeah, man, I bet that's a hell of a band they got up there.
Yeah, I said that one time. Like, can you imagine the music they make up in rock and roll heaven? And like Owen played guitar and stuff
yeah.
too, and he was a rock and avid rock and roll fan. And so
I play my SG on his song in tribute of his SG.
Yeah.
yeah, I I got, it was a couple, I don't know, like 2001, I guess, something like that. Or no, 2003. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I have my little brother and a good friend of mine, Nick, and they were riding in a car. A guy just got his license that day, and they were gonna go like up to a auto parts store or whatever thing, and I'm sure they were probably egging him on, but they were racing it down this like road, and they hit this hill probably like 100 miles an hour and like barrel rolled and put the car into a tree, and it was like a Chevy Lumina or something like that, and they like split the car in half around the tree, and then it fell into the ditch. Luckily, my little brother like flew out of the car, otherwise he probably would have like, you know, mangled up his legs and everything else, and or, you know, dead and everything, but he somehow got ejected from the car, and then like and that probably saved his life. And then and then Nick took like the brunt of the force and hit the tree and like shattered his pelvis and all this, and they were like talking like he wouldn't walk again, and Eric the driver, he like landed on his head and like got pretty messed up, but luckily all those guys made it out alive. But like I just you know, I think about that, like, you know, that situation could have took a major turn.
Like that,
yeah,
all the time. Like we've had like,
and then Alex damn, was a week later after
yeah. There was a point like in Washington, there was a point like this year a few months ago where like three people died in car related accidents just because of somebody else's negligence. Sure. It's like, can people just be responsible for the wheels of cars?
And then Jake from State Farm just died.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Jake from State Farm.
Got murdered by his wife.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Ironically, because the commercial's about being unfaithful.
Jeez.
What's Jake? I wonder how much truth there is to that, though, because you can't always believe everything you see on the internet.
Well, I pulled it up on Google, because I wasn't for sure about it.
Yeah. Okay. So it is confirmed.
We have to check on Google just to make sure.
Yeah.
Well,
where else am I going to look? Is Jake dead.com?
Everything you read on the internet is true, so.
Yeah, it's true. Especially about the nukes that is about to go off right now.
What? Nukes?
I'm just joking. I read that on the internet.
Now we don't have to worry about it. That's not true.
I was actually worried about the nukes.
All right, guys. Well, we'll look to wrap this thing up. So come out, see these guys Friday, or Saturday?
Saturday,
December 5th.
Yay!
And then on again on December 20th at Cicero's. And it might be your last chance for a little bit, as we're going to. Maybe. You guys probably won't be gone for very long, but...
Yeah,
just message us and ask to hang out.
We don't do much.
Just hang out and play music.
We want to give a shout-out to the fans. Like, we have a little fan base, and, I mean...
We love you guys.
At this point, our fans are the only things keeping us alive, because we got, I mean, people like you coming and giving us rock and roll interviews.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All kinds of recognition and stuff from all our friends, our family, and even people we'd never even met before. It is crazy, and we never thought that it was going to blow up this fast. And thank you, fans.
Yeah.
Thank
you, fans.
Thank you, everyone.
Speaking of the fans, I had them write in a couple of questions.
Bring them on.
It wasn't a whole lot, but we got a couple here. So, Dustin wants to know...
Oh, my God!
Dustin!
Wants to know boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Wait, no, yeah. Boxes for sure.
Briefs.
Boxer briefs. Yeah.
Boxer briefs.
I'd say
boxer briefs.
You know, I used to be just a boxer guy, but now I've kind of just moved over to
they bunch up. They bunch up while
I found a median, and like, it's just kind of.
You gotta. You cannot rock with your underwear.
Briefs hold everything in place properly.
You cannot rock with your underwear right.
Hey, you're the drummer.
Sagging too much. It's gotta be perfect. You gotta have the perfect underwear.
Boxer briefs
are the perfect balance of boxers and briefs.
That's,
that is
that
the answer
it
to your
up.
Question.
For my
question,
right,
it
just doesn't
next
get any
question,
more comfortable.
Next question, please.
Justin, what are you doing tonight?
Joe from New Lingo asks, how do they get so overwhelmingly sexy?
That's easy.
That's pretty easy.
Jeans.
I just wake up in the morning, and first off,
yeah.
then I put on my pants like everybody else.
Yeah.
I
got jeans.
And do double front flip into my jeans, and that's how I do it. Just like
it's funny, because just the other day, we were asking the same question. How does Joe and the guys from New Lingo get so fucking sexy?
Yeah, it's just ironic.
So weird. Everybody should check out the new music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
New Lingo.
New Lingo's pretty cool if you haven't heard of that.
Yeah, that's a killer video, man.
For real.
So good.
I think that's probably a good ending point.
I saw the other ones. I don't think
yeah.
Those.
We'll save that for the next one.
Are
they
inappropriate?
Yeah. Can you please read one?
All right.
I have to hear it now.
Okay. You asked for it.
Oh, man.
The last
children, please stop listening.
If it ain't children under probably 16, they should probably leave right now.
Austin wants to know.
Austin Smith.
Yeah, he wanted to know bush or bear.
I'm a fan of the bush, but I also like being clean
president.
And shaven for the ladies. Thank you, Austin.
He also added, he already knew the answer, but he figured the public should know too.
Thank you for saying that after I answered.
All right, this has been a good night.
Yeah.
Good one.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for hanging out. Again, come out December 5th to Pops. Conquer as they come. Odom, Sky Burnt White, Midnight Hour, and so on.
Diamondback Kings.
Yeah, Diamondback Kings. Yeah. What's like $10 tickets, right?
I think they're
$8.
Yeah, $8.
$3 ticket. Ain't even better. That's a yeah. If you don't know any of those bands that we mentioned, go check them out. Do yourself a favor. There's some killer rock bands coming up through St. Louis music scene right now. Go out and support them.
And remember, kids, it doesn't matter if it's good. It only matters if it rocks.
All right, that's it. We're leaving on that.
strange smell in the face. Yeah! Doctor said he ain't coming home today. No. Something down the miles. Oh, I say, oh.
Rock, 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 rock